We're joined in the media center following the 54th annual Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals by our Camping World Series Top Fuel winner, Mike Salinas. Mike started the race in the number 8 qualifying position. First win at Gainesville, 8th of his career, and he advanced to the final round in the All-Star Callout. Had a great weekend, Mike, and actually had a couple double-up races. Your round one opponent, Justin Ashley, was a reprise of a call-out race. The second round, you battled against the world champion, Brittany Force, and put her on the trailer for the first time in 2023. Leah Pruitt was your victim in the semifinals, and Steve Torrance in the final round. That is a good day at the office for the Scrappers Racing team. Walk us through your race day.
So basically, we were testing here before. We came a few weeks before testing. We left Pomona. We were pretty disappointed with Pomona. So on the off season, basically, I told my guys, you got a long off season. I need you to go find me some horsepower, find me some mile an hour, and let's not talk until time to go racing. Don't care what you do, how you do it, find it. And evidently they found it. We came in, we did some testing, amazing numbers. And the track wasn't good enough to run them this weekend. But on testing, we did some phenomenal numbers, that are world record numbers. So we knew we had something really good for the class. But one thing I will tell everybody in this room and everybody that could hear me, this Top Fuel thing this year, Justin Ashley, first-class kid, great team. They are no joke. You can't play with them. Brittany, most people would shake and freak out with her. I mean, she is awesome. This year is going to be some of the best racing I thought last year was. There are no give-me's. I was on the ladder side that I was like, whew, I hope I make it through first round. Hope I make it through second round. Hope I make it through third round. You know what? Steve and I, we've been jousting for years. Let's see what we can do with him, and let's have some fun with it. But our car was very consistent. Rob and Aaron Cave, they did a great job with the car. And it's just runs were nice. They were clean. I'm real relaxed in the car. And I'm just having a great time, to be totally honest with you. But I will tell you, when we won, I'm like, are you kidding me? Because it's so hard to come by.
Let's open it up to members of the media. We're going to start out with Phil Burgess from NHRA National Dragster.
So we were on the bad lane. We were on the bad lane, basically, for the. If you're on the, yesterday, the right lane was amazing. Left lane was not good at all. Today, the right lane was amazing also. So what we had to do is, so think of it this as a driver. Okay, I'm trying to cut a good light. I'm trying to look shallow stage. I have to get lane choice for the next round. So every run. For a guy like me that's not that great on the lights sometimes, I've got to get back into this game. I got round choice, lane choice every round. That was the difference. And this is the way we were taught how to, by my previous crew chief, you plan to do these things and you know where you're going. Getting lane choice over Brittany for me was a big deal. That kid is good. And she's no joke. She's a world champion. And, you know, then I get to play with Steve in the last one. And it... I'm telling you guys, they threw me to the lions, and I, you know, just put your guard up and battle them one at a time.
Did you see him out there a ways going down there?
Honestly, I drove my car to the 1320 because I wasn't stopping. Every run, my crew chief says, you know, you gotta, you know, stop that. But every run, I drove it to the 1320, and I'm not supposed to. But I just, to be honest with you, the car was so good, I could hear some of them coming, and I could hear Steve, but. The car was just amazing today. It was just perfect.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
So you told the guys, you gave them a blank checkbook, told them to go do what, and you didn't want to talk to them. Now, I don't think you're a micromanager, but you're a guy who gets excited about stuff. So how hard was it to keep from calling them when you had that excitement building for the new season to hear all the good stuff?
Well, the other part of this, I didn't give him a blank check. I didn't give him a blank check. So if you want to stay out here, you have to wash your panties and wash your P's and Q's with everything you do. So my goal was, what we were lacking, It really didn't take money. It took ability. Dig deep, find out. Rob Flynn has it. Aaron Cave has it. They came up with some amazing stuff for the car this year, and I think we're going to run really hard all year long. And I didn't call them. So when you get a repairman to come to your house to fix a sink, why would you tell him how to do it? Why would I hire that man to do a job? Why would I tell him how to do it or even stick my nose in there? I don't even go in there. I don't even know what they're going to do. I walk in, tell them good morning. They tell me it's time to warm up the car. Leave people alone. Make sure they're happy. Let them do their job. That's what we're coming through. All of our guys. You just leave people. Let them do their jobs. You know?
Not so much the micromanaging, but getting excited about it.
I actually wished, prior to this day, I wished we had another month because we were so busy with business that I blocked racing out. And on the flight over here for testing, I didn't want to come. We have so much going on back home that it's like, this, we shouldn't be out here right now. I need one more month. And we came out, jumped in the car, first round testing. I got, and I'm like, whoa, I'm hooked again. Let's go.
Josh Hatchett, NHRA.
Well, here's what I will tell you. The guys in the top fuel class, we are fighting with the best in the world. And some of them have funding that is unsurpassed all of us. You know, I mean, look what Doug ran in eliminations. I mean, those are no joke numbers. I mean, these guys, you better have your A game. You better come to fight with them. But here's what I will tell you. They're all beatable. They are all beatable if you control yourself, maintain your composure, and your people and your crew do their job, and just it's kind of special when you have what we have right now. We've had this for the last since Rob came on. He brought a calm to our deal, and the guys just love him. And he's so soft spoken, but he does carry a big stick, and we just saw it today.
Next question, Dujanay Bland.
We thought we were going to run a 67, to be honest with you. We really did. We really did. It ate through the clutch. So we figured that run would be a 67. And on the final, I think I went in a little deep. It should have been a 69 or 68. And because we just know our car with the track that was, we were just very comfortable with what we're doing. And it's literally, Rob doesn't tell me what we're going to run, but I know. I think I went in a little bit deeper than I should have on that run. I had never looked at the slip, but that car should have ran 68s and 69s all day long. Because we ran a 66, right? First round, a 66, and we actually thought that would be a 64. So, bad for them. They got to work on the clutch thing a little bit more.
Thank you. Mighty Mac, go ahead.
Well, just like anything, you do not ever forget where you come from and how it worked. Look, Gage won his first race in motorcycle. I soaked that kid. But I pulled him aside and I told him, you are with one of the best teams out here. You're going to do really, really well. Don't you ever, ever forget where you came from or how hard this is. This is stuff people dream of. I've been dreaming of this stuff all my life, and I'm like, I go home, true story. I'll sit there and I'll watch these races, and after it's over, I don't believe it's me still. I'm like, God dang, it's like there's two different people, but it is cool. What we do is we continue to grow. I'm growing as a driver. I'm still learning so many different things. These people out here, they've been doing this for years. I'm a businessman. I come and get to go play with them, and I mean, some people taught me how to win. They taught me how to win, and it's a mindset. It's a really positive mindset, and it really helps. You know, it really helps. That's what I would say. You don't forget where you come from, and you appreciate these because these do not come easy. But my daughter has one, and so I have one too now.
Both have won the Gator Nationals. Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster. By the way, Gianna, her best day on a pro stock motorcycle. That was tremendous.
Amazing. That kid, when she was coming testing, she was testing with Matt for a few weeks for our family. So that kid went through a lot of things. And for us, watching her pick herself up and just be amazing on that bike. So I told her every run, relax, ride the bike like you walk, and you're going to the store for ice cream. Store's on the other side of the track. Go get some ice cream. Relax and have fun. And that's what that kid, she's going to the semifinals, and I go, you good? She goes, I'm going to go get some ice cream. I'm good. That's it. And it was, for her, she's only been through first round, except that one time where everybody, these rounds that she won, Matt Smith is no joke, and he didn't give it to her. I'm guaranteeing you, that family does not give anything away. When she raced Matt Smith, she cut 17 light on him. And he goes, when they got back to the trailer, he goes, maybe I'm teaching you too good. You know, and in the semifinals, her hand rolled off the throttle just a little tiny bit. So it would have been a better run, but she's on heaven right now. And I think she's going to do really well, and we're going to support her and do the best, very best we can with her.
Amazing. Phil Burgess.
Now, you know what? The true story, what I do out here, I didn't know where I qualified. I don't care where I qualified as long as I'm in 16. I got to go through them all anyway. I don't care who I race. I don't know who I race until I get in the lanes. And I just, to be honest with you, Mr. Magoo, I don't care. I don't care. You know, I want to go race. I want to have fun. And I'm not really racing them. I'm racing myself. That's where we as drag racers make these mistakes because Brittany's been 34s, 40s. She cut two 34s on me. I don't forget that. And she still cut a good light on me. And I wasn't good on, I sucked on the lights today, but my car made up for it. Oh, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yeah, we're going to have fun. But we won Phoenix last year, and our car runs good there. And if the driver comes to work, I think we're going to have a great year because didn't stop thinking about this stuff. We didn't have an off season as far as, you know, all my guys, they eat, sleep, and drink this stuff. And it's just they're so dedicated. It's pretty amazing.
Final thought, reflect on the switch to Gainesville for the first race of the season. It was a big change, and it delivered.
Did you see the overhead view of the crowds? It was amazing. It was perfect. Because the weather everywhere else is awful. And so we did good. And here's the other part. I want to thank NHRA for saving us fuel money, running back and forth. You're running 5, 6, 7 trucks. That's $3,000 to $6,000 a truck. That adds up. And so and we have three here, actually five. We have 5 trucks here. So, you know, I mean, 6 times 5, $30,000, you know, it hurts. We can put it in the car. We can do it other things. So it's going to be nice. It'll be refreshing to go around. So somebody in NHRA was a good weatherman, and I actually like it. It gave us an extra 3 weeks, roughly, 3.5 weeks, and it was good.
Mike, congratulations on your Gator Nationals victory. Go celebrate.